Rebound if you need to. Rebound as often as you need to. You can't remember what you did 5 minutes ago? Generic rebound works. Okay. There is an attack on the truth and defection from the faith, mass defection from the faith. This is characterized today not just by fundamentalists who are negative. They've even gotten worse in a lot of instances. They've even deteriorated beyond what they had. What they had, I see story after story that went on in that church. A Baptist church in Texas celebrating Halloween on the premises. That's not bad enough. They were giving kids vaccines on the church. Now that's just one gross example of the insanity that's out there today. They don't have any authority to do that. So, and then I read these things where they've infiltrated these big fundamentalist organizations. So that in big seminaries around the country, like Dallas Theological, always considered conservative, dispensational, blah, 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 and had a lot of good things going for it. They now have a department where they teach something, an alternate approach to God, if you will, I don't know what they call it. There was a name for it. And actually telling people, and students have to take, in the seminary, have to take a course in this mess that completely violates the gospel. So there has been a tremendous infiltration with regard to false teachers. I would expect it that they would have infiltrated these organizations over time, and whatever fundamentalist principles they have, some of those are being eroded away rapidly. 1 Timothy chapter 4, of course, you're familiar with that one. I feel like I'm not informing anybody of anything new, but that's the way it goes. Certainly, what we have in 1 Thessalonians fits the bill today in so many ways. And, of course, these things are things, apostasy and corruption, that has been rolling along all through the church age. And now we're where we're at. But the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will fall away from the faith. So this would indicate people who are believers, who are abandoning sound doctrine, paying attention to deceitful spirits. So they're plugging into, coming under demon influence, and doctrines of demons. This again, any false ideas and concepts that are out there, whether it's in the religious realm or in the scientific realm, is doctrine of demons. How can intelligent, successful, reasonable people who succeed in their profession believe in evolution? But they parrot it off just like gospel. I saw this on a guy was promoting some particular supplement, health supplement. All the other stuff was okay, but you could see that it was just plugged into this mess. It's absolutely irrational. And so Darwin and all those kind of people are under the influence of demons, ultimately. This became entrenched, and the church abandoned these things right and left, and finally it builds and builds and builds. Until there is no surprise that as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Mass defection. And all the usual. My job is to teach and to teach doctrine. And a lot of people have left under it because they didn't want to conform to it any longer. When I get up here and say something, I'm not your enemy. I'm here to help you. And if I exhort you from the pulpit with regard to something in your life, whether I know about it or not, now usually I don't, but some things I can see, I will tell you the right thing to do. And you ought to know better because you've been here. Figure it out. You can blow it off, but... and doctrines of demons. So these false doctrines are channeled from the dark side. They're not just free thinkers, which they called them in school. Free thinkers. Yeah, free thinkers. Which basically means you can come up with anything, and if you can sell the idea and enough people are on board with it, they'll go along with it. The old Southern expression, the chickens have come home to roost. And this is what we're experiencing today. Because this stuff wasn't stopped in the past. It wasn't addressed in our civilization. And now they're ruining it as fast as they can. But the United States will still be what it is when it's destroyed. Read Revelation 18. But still, this can't go on indefinitely. You can't imagine another 5 years of this spiral. How can people do this? By means of the hypocrisy of liars. These are really loaded expressions. These people who are advocating this for us, they're hypocrites. They don't follow it. They don't do it. They don't set, quote, an example. They tell us we're destroying the world. And it's gotten so outrageous. Carbon emissions and everything. And humans are the problem. Now grasshoppers are the problem. Voracious grasshoppers. Another one I can't report. It's when I click on and say, weather forecast, boom. I go to the little thing. And then I go down and see a couple of the little blocks. You know, like the one with the volcano that won't quit. And then another reason for this is that we're eating too much meat. And I won't take any further than that. Cows are the reason. Oh boy. And this is on the mainstream, all the weather reports and stuff. Climate change. Do you know, if you study the history of climate change and all the chicken littles out there screaming that this is going to be it, you could go back quite a ways and say, by this date, this is going to happen. Nothing like that happened. All these beaches are going to be covered in water. It didn't happen. Glacier National Park had signs up. The glaciers will be gone by 2020. They had to take them down. The glaciers are still standing strong. So as a world filled with lies, and we've all been victimized by it, one way or another. But the truth, and learning it, we come out from under it. No, it doesn't make us popular. We're persona non grata in the devil's world. They're trying to declare criminals that won't go along with their agendas. Then they're the real problem. No, that other is the problem. It's right in your face. Liars, seared in their own conscience, as with a branding iron. This is the complete blackout of the soul and complete insensitivity. Their consciences. They're not active. That's how they can advocate this awful stuff. Men who forbid marriage. Well, that would go back to the Catholic Church, the primary one culprit there with regard to departure from the faith, that it's more spiritual for the clergy to be celibate. There's nothing in the Bible that says we're supposed to do that. Now, if an individual doesn't get married in their lifetime, we're not talking about that. Paul was never married. Peter was, as an example. Some niches, situations, no, for whatever reasons and circumstances. Marriage is honorable. It's a divine institution. It's under attack. You know how, too. Under absolute attack. All the divine institutions are under attack. Our Constitution, constitutional rights, nobody's supposed to be above that. Everyone's supposed to adhere to it, but we're pushing for something that's whole lot like one form or another of communism. How dare you have private property? How dare you have the right to dissent? We're going to ban you from this particular forum. This is how a tyranny is established, demonizing those that will not go along with the agendas that are afoot, who forbid marriage. So that would be historically fulfilled. I don't know, there may be others illustrate that, but this would be illustrated by the clergy within the Catholic Church that are not married, they're not married. No wonder they have all these sex scandals in the Catholic Church. Abstaining from foods. Well, you're more spiritual if you eat fish on Friday. I always told the story. Back in Hot Springs, I had a friend. He was Catholic. I was nothing. I didn't go anywhere. We'd go to that movie theater there that you sent me the picture of. Appreciate that. Brings back some memories. And there was a little hamburger place next to it. We'd grab a hamburger and we'd go to the Friday night movies. He'd order his hamburger and everything. And I says, "You're Catholic, aren't you?" I wound up with two hamburgers. Because I was a heathen, see? I didn't know this. Abstaining from foods which God has created to be gratefully shared in by those who believe and know the truth. Here's another verse on foods. And, of course, that doesn't mean you have to eat everything. This guy travels all around and eats some of this weird stuff. It's still legitimate. People go to a market in Asia, grab snakes, and have them dressed out for them and eat snakes. Well, people here eat rattlesnakes. It's just that we are not under, and the abstaining from foods under the law of Moses was for the Jews. How hard is that? They couldn't eat pork or shellfish. That was their... It wasn't because it... And Jesus declared all foods in his public ministry, anticipating the coming of the church age. Peter had to be taught this in the vision he had of this sheet that came down from heaven with four corners on it, representing the four corners mentioned in the Bible relative to the earth and all the different species of animals. And pick whatever you want off of the menu in this vision he had. So the Lord declared all foods good. Don't mean everything's healthy. Doesn't mean there's a way to prepare things. We've learned that by trial and error. Some things are to be cooked well done, others not necessarily. So God has put all these foods and all these different plants and animals created to be gratefully shared in by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. Thank you, Father, for this food, blah, blah. Move on and eat your coney dog. For it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer. The word of God has put its stamp of approval on it, and your prayer guarantees or helps you to give thanks to God. And throw in some protection so you don't get food poisoning or something. So I have a hard time reaching over there. Not as hard as it was, though. Thank you. It's like isn't testing fun? I don't hear anybody laughing or anything. No, but there's a way to deal with it. But you have to get your, it's like anything. You got to get your mental attitude right. God's putting me through this. This is what I'm going through. And I'm going to make the most of it. I'll pray about it. Ask God to lift it up and change it according to his will and his timing. In the meantime, I'm going through it. I have been through my own health tests here and there. Paul was under his health tests. He mentions it in the Bible. You'd say, well, back then they had healing. Why didn't you go around and heal everybody? Timothy had his persistent health tests. He mentions it in his letter to him. Tells him to take a little wine for his stomach's sake. And your many little ailments. So we have those things to contend with. Also, 2 Timothy 3:1-9. This describes people out here. You can find examples of this over and over again. This was information, prophetic information, revealed to the Apostle Paul here in his final letter to Timothy. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times or perilous times, as in the King James Version, will come. Well, we're into it up to our ears. For men will be lovers of self. Lovers of self. Lovers of money. Boastful. Arrogant. Revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving. You see more and more of that in a lot of people. Not common decency and understand is not with a lot of them. They're self-consumed with themselves, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control. Brutal. Right, brutal over all this, a bunch of this going on. Haters of good. Treacherous. People in high places. Reckless. So-and-so took this stunt and did it. For what? Conceited. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Well, that's all over America. I've always illustrated with people going to sports events and enduring awful weather to see a game they could have watched on TV. But they're there, screaming their heads off, holding to a form of godliness. See, this is holding to a form of godliness. Well, we go to church. Wasn't that a great Easter service? Et cetera, et cetera. Holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. True godliness, the power of true godliness is found in sound doctrine in the soul. Here's your doctrine of separation surfaces again. Avoid such men as these. Avoid them. For among these are those who enter into households. Now, I don't know what they were doing back in this day. And captivate weak women, weighted down with sins, led on by various impulses. There's one for you. Always learning, and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses. These were the two court magicians of Pharaoh. They had a lot of clever tricks. Like these people that you see that have this ability to make things look supernatural. So these men also opposed the truth. Men of depraved mind, rejected in regard to the faith. They will not make further progress, for their folly will be obvious to all, just as Jannes and Jambres' folly was also. We wouldn't know about those two guys. I mean, we wouldn't know about their names unless we had the book of Timothy. I don't know if there's any extra biblical references to them by others, Jewish writers. I can't say that offhand, but they are immortalized in a bad way as those who oppose Moses. You know, throw your staff down, it turns into a snake type thing. And Moses they had a trick where they had this turn into a snake, and Moses threw his down, and his snake swallowed their snakes. It's only in the Old Testament. As they're having this contest. And finally, they had to walk off. They couldn't duplicate what Moses was doing. Doing these things in front of the Pharaoh. Who has the greater, quote-unquote, power? Doctrine of the soul is the basis for the invalidation and abolition of all human viewpoint systems which challenge God's wisdom. The wisdom of man that has risen up against God. All these mighty towers of wisdom established and entrenched in the world, in the academic and other institutions, these will all be brought down. And they'll be exposed for the farce that they are. And all the PhDs and all the books and all the libraries and all the stuff, it will be exposed. That's the one thing I'm looking forward to, among other things. I'm looking forward to dragging this out into the truth and the open eye, and the naked eye, and everybody sees it. They did all this in a corner. They built this whole thing up. It needs to be torn down. They need to be humiliated as the quacks that they were. And it'll happen. He is going to bring all that done in secret right out into the open. So we'll know, as if we didn't already, who the culprits were. And all they lied to everybody about. It won't be allowed to stand. It'll be a mass exposure. If our government and the leaders that were to administer the judicial part of our government are doing their job, there'd a bunch of these people would be in prison for life. Because they're letting stuff go. Bad stuff. Really bad stuff. Worse than it ever did before. We've always had corruption in governments. City, state, and federal. But they have completely abdicated what they're supposed to be doing. Others have to collect information and say, this is what they did. Here's all my documentation. Then they raid his house. When they should be looking into it and bringing these people and judging them. But they're not going to do that. The Lord's going to have to bring out all this and bring all this down. All right, let's get ready for the Lord's table.